Well, there you are. Welcome back to Cozy Womb Podcast. This is season 22. The focus is moms because we are the root.
A partner who really cares for her, the happier she's going to be.
Have your back. No matter what you do, no matter what choices you make, it's on your mom. So I tell people when I see them, they're like, no, her, she ain't here.
What's going on with us women? We are mentally, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually exhausted.
You can get up and leave the house at 7 o'clock in the morning and then come back and, you know, 5, 6 o'clock, you're done. That's it. You shut off work the moment you walk out that door. You're doing the full-time, you know, home thing where the working, if you're a stay-at-home mom, your job's never done. So.
Who seem to think that moms are just moms. But baby, let me let you in on who we really are. We're alarm clocks, we're bathroom attendants, we're hairdressers, we're personal stylists, we're cooks, we're nannies, we're housekeepers, and that's all before we get set together in the morning. We're physicians, but we ain't got no PhD, but we can heal wounds. We're lawyers, we ain't got no degree there either, but we can mediate between siblings who can't seem to get along. And sometimes adults who act like kids too, we are shelves who can pull together a meal with a scratch in the refrigerator. We're accountants who can make money stretch when you don't even know.
Do you love what you do to me? Do you love what you do? All right. So it's a little ice outside, you know what I'm saying? And everything's shut down. The gym is closed. But online, they say they open, but they closed. Ollie's is closed. CVS is closed. Ingles was open, so I spent the hour in Ingles buying nonsense that I love. Muffins, peaches, and vanilla. Some more mouthwash, water, protein snacks. You know what I'm saying? I had to make my outing worth it. I'm back now. And I have too much energy because I took a long nap yesterday. And I went to sleep early. So, I have nowhere to put this energy. So, I am going to record. It's okay, though. Because y'all love me. I love being here. So, it works out. All right. So, what we're going to talk about today is kind of sort of what I couldn't do today. We're going to talk about working it out. Okay. Let's talk about the fact that it's been too long that mothers are making an excuse on why they can't work out. Okay. We have to figure out a way to work out no matter what. Because if our bodies stop working, a lot of things for these kids will not get done. One, because their fathers don't do it. Two, because their fathers don't do it the way we do it. And three, because maybe their fathers are not around. And we are the only parent that these kids have to show up for on a daily basis. You got to prioritize it. That is like how it gets done. You have to prioritize working out. I have 1 hour per day, weekly, during Monday through Friday to get up to go work out. Between the morning drop-offs, I'm in there. I work later in the morning, so I take advantage of my time. When I lived in New York, I had 3 jobs, no kids. I walked, I ran, I took the train. I walked up 7 flights of steps to get to my apartment because most of the times the elevator was stinky, dirty, packed, or did not work. So I was fit. I was naturally fit, okay? And I went to the gym with my friends in Soho on the weekends. In the summertime, we would run the Williamsburg Bridge several times. So I was fit. I worked more than I ate, okay? Now I'm in the South. I drive everywhere. And so it is easy to gain weight and it's easy for that weight to stick. Is not going to automatically fall off. Okay. So I have to change my diet. I have to be intentional about drinking my water. I have to be intentional about getting my rest. I have to be intentional about working out. Being in the South with good food, chill days, and not a lot of active commute does not help that body burn that fat, okay? And working out takes effort. So let's talk about what you need to do to incorporate working out into your schedule. Because everybody's schedule is not the same. I like my Keurig. But I will say that it doesn't get my coffee hot enough to where I can sip and drink it without it getting cold before I'm done. And that's the part that I don't like. Because now it kind of, it's kind of too chill. And I just got it at the desk. Okay. But anywho, we're not complaining. Most people are making their coffee the old school way. Don't complain, Chantal. Okay. I'm eating a red velvet muffin. Chocolate chip muffin. So good and moist. Mmm. Okay. First things first. I am in my last year of my 30s, okay? I'm not the healthiest person. I like snacks. I like chocolate. I like candy. I like cake. I'm not a drinker, so alcohol does not sit on me. I love ice cream, but I'm not an everyday ice cream eater. I don't eat out every day. I don't DoorDash my lunch. And I like working out, okay? I'm not against working out. I drink more water than I drink anything else. If I do drink anything else, it's fruit juice. 100% apple juice, 100% fruit juice, 100% grapefruit juice. And I eat a lot of fruits and I eat a lot of vegetables, okay? Can I eat better? Yes. But in order to get real about your health, let's get real about your body type. Let's get real about your family. Let's get real about your family health history, okay? For your height, what should your weight be in order for you to be healthy? For your sugar intake, should we lower it? Should you be eating more of this, eating less of that? Your salt intake, is it too high? What is your blood pressure like? Every year, you should be getting those numbers, right? What are your goals? What are your eating habits? Do you put effort into eating better? Do you put effort into getting more rest? A lot of people are not putting in the effort into their rest, into less stress. A lot of people don't want to change what they're comfortable with. And if you have the mindset where you don't want to change what you're comfortable with, let's not even talk about working out. How about you stay as is? How about you get worse? Okay. How about you gain 10 more pounds? How about you feel, you know, just uncomfortable in your skin? Stay as is. But if you're really serious about being better, serious about being healthy, serious about working out, let's change it. And changing it starts with being honest about how you're eating, being honest about what you're not doing, being honest about how you're not showing up for yourself. You could do 10-minute workouts, Google it. And 10-minute workouts, these are some things that you could do. You could do 20 squat jumps, 20 push-ups, 2-minute planks, 2-minute jumping jacks, 15 dumbbell swings. It's not hard. I ordered a set of dumbbells, a 5-pound, 10-pound, and 15-pound, like, I want to say 5 years ago, for like $20. You can go on Amazon.com and find some dumbbells. Not dumbbells, kettlebells. And you can order them. You can have them on hand. You could do the swinging in your kitchen. You could do the swinging in your backyard. It doesn't require a lot of space, but you have to make yourself do it. 30-minute workouts. If you only have 30 minutes, you could do 20 Bulgarian split squats. I hate them, but they are great for your butt. You can do 20 kettlebell swings, 15 squats, 15 arm curls with the dumbbell. I have a 8-pound, 2 8-pound dumbbells. I have 2 25-pound dumbbells. I have a 10-pound weight that's on my workout bench, and I have a 5-pound weight that's on there. So if I can't go to the gym like today, I'm probably going to be on my workout bench because I don't want to feel like I didn't get a workout in today. You could do 15 squat thrusts. But you have to work your body. Get a jump rope. I have a weighted jump rope and I have a regular jump rope. The only reason why I'm not really heavy on the jump rope is because my feet are fucked. My feet are fucked from years ago when I was working at the Gap. And they had two levels of stairs. And I would jump from the middle of the stairs onto the flat platform in ballet flats. And when I jumped on the last set of stairs, a bone in my foot popped up and it never went down. And I never went to go get it looked at. So I just worked with it for years. And this is when I was in college. And clearly I've been out of college for years, okay? And then recently, not recently, but 2 months ago, I fell in my driveway because it was uneven pavement. And my cubanoid bone in my foot popped up on the side. The one that connects your joints to your toes. And I didn't notice it popped up until like 3 days after I fell. But it's not hurting me. But the more I put pressure on my foot, the more those areas bother me. So I try not to focus in on the jump rope. And in my mind, I don't have time to have foot surgery and do my day-to-day. I need to be able to drive. I need to be able to do for the girls. I need to be able to move around for myself. And I'm too short for crutches. So until it starts bothering me extremely, I'm just going to leave it alone and I'm going to pray for the best. But my left foot is fucked up. So a lot of times when I go work out, I do have an insole in my shoes because my feet are flat and I don't want to put too much pressure on my foot. But anywho, I feel like I gave y'all a lot of information about my feet. If you have time for an hour workout, you could do a 20-minute walk or run. You could do 20 squats. You could do 20 rows. And you could do 30 RDLs. RDLs are when you have the dumbbells and you lift up to you or you curl up to you and you do different sets. When I go to the gym, the first thing that I'm doing is I'm putting on my gloves so my knuckles and the inside of my hands aren't rough from using weights. I'm going to the machine to do pulls for my back, my shoulders, and my arms. I'm going to the dumbbells to do RDLs. I'm going to the rope to do like at least 5 minutes of pulling the rope, which is good for your arms and your back. I'm going to the kettlebells to do a 30-pound walk for at least 5 minutes back and forth, the longest section of the gym. Because the older you get as a woman, you want to work on your strength. And strength training. Sorry, I had nothing in my mouth. You want to make sure you can carry things that are heavy. If you think about it, humans were very much active centuries ago. Meaning the way that we ate, we hunted for it, we gathered it, we took it from point A to B with our bodies. Now in this modern world, we do less of gathering, hunting, taking with our bodies from point A to point B. So we're weaker. We are weaker people. So as women, as we get older, our bone strength gets weaker. We need more calcium. We need more strength. We need more protein. So as you get older, you need to be lifting weights. You cannot be weak. Because when you fall, the older you get, the longer it takes for you to heal, the longer it takes for your bones to be back to what it used to be. So you have to strength train. So you need to carry heavy kettlebells. You need to lift heavy weights. You need to do squats with weights. If you can run or walk with a weighted vest, do it. It also helps your posture. We got to get rest too. So as much as you work out, you have to rest. Yesterday, I did a lot of resting. Today, I got too much energy and nowhere to put it because the gym is closed. My man is nowhere near here. So I can't do anything. There's really nothing to clean in my house but laundry. I have no furniture to be moving, so I really have to create a workout that I can do today so I can feel like I got something out of my day and I deserve a shower. Right now, I'm in workout clothes, and I didn't do any workouts because the gym is closed and I just came from the grocery store. But we got to get rest. Okay, we have to be well rested. And if you are going to bed but you don't feel well rested, try to eat a banana before you go to bed. Try to have some tea, some peppermint tea before you go to bed. Try to have some dandelion tea before you go to bed. Try to take the time on a Saturday and Sunday to do a detox or take some magnesium so you can detox your body, get all them toxins out, because that's not going to help your brain relax or your body to sleep, and see if you could get better rest. Also, put snake plants in your room, a pothos plant in your room, maybe a lavender plant in your room. Get some room darkening drapes in your room and make your room comfortable that you want to sleep in it, that you want to be well rested. Also, make sure your sheets are clean. Change your bedding at least 2 times a week. If you're doing extracurricular activities, more than that, please. And try to get to bed before 10:30 p.m. I'm not going to sit here and be like, every night I go to bed before 10:30 p.m. I don't. Most of the times I have to drug myself and give myself melatonin to go to bed. 5 grams of melatonin does not work for me. 10 grams of melatonin does not work for me, but that 25 grams of melatonin be having me knocked, okay? Be having me knocked, and I feel well-rested. They also have, and pregnant women can take this because I had to take this when I was pregnant with Aria, non-alcoholic ZQL. That non-alcoholic ZQL is clear, and it is just for sleeping. The best, okay? You won't feel groggy in the morning. You'll get well rest and you won't have insomnia. Get you some of that, keep it in the house, and take that before you go to bed to get your body into a pattern of going to sleep properly. It's going to help your skin, it's going to help your hair, and it's going to help your body feel more energized if you're well rested. If you're stressed in life, get some more rest. If you're busy in life, get some more rest. We have to start thinking about our lives in the fact that in order to maintain and do our best while we're awake, we need to be getting the proper rest. If we're not getting the proper rest, if we're not properly hydrated, we are not going to look our best. We are not going to be our best. And if you think about it like that, you will prioritize your rest. Okay. I'm up by like 5:30 a.m. or 6 a.m. most days. Drink more coconut water or spring water, okay? Not Aquafina, not Pure Life, not Publix bottled water, not Kroger bottled water, because the type of water you drink does matter. Preferably, get the water that's in the glass bottle. Honestly, most stores only sell glass bottled water in a demographic area where there's more Anglo-Saxon people than they are any other ethnicity, because they just feel like we're not prioritizing buying healthy water, so they don't put it in those areas. So a lot of times I try to have at least 6 gallons of natural spring water in my house. I try to keep a water bottle with me at all times. And I try to drink less coffee. Y'all coffee drinkers, y'all moms out there that are coffee drinkers, that is dehydrating your body. So if you are a extreme coffee drinker, you're going to have to try to limit that if you want better sleep, better rest, better skin, better hair, better body. Okay? You're going to have to find something.
Ooh, loving the conversation, Shan. Man, I appreciate you for putting this together and always being supportive to everyone's voice. Who am I? Y'all don't know who I am. I'm Drake, Be Drake with Everything Culture, the podcast for all cultures, the podcast with a purpose. And Shan knows that we have been doing this for 7 years now. Pod fam, love to support, love what we're doing. With Everything Culture, we talk about different cultures, backgrounds, traditions, social norms, and we do so by bringing guests on our show to get to know them on a personal level and learn a bit more about their lived, learned, and professional experience. And then we bring them back on the show with other individuals with shared experiences, with different perspectives, and have conversations about certain topics. If you ever want to check us out, holler at us. We're on anywhere you can type in Everything Culture. There's no I, it's an A. Get back to the conversation. We love it. Peace.
Something else to get your energy from. Maybe eating more greens. Maybe taking moringa. Maybe eating bananas, fruits. Also, I feel like oatmeal is pushed as a really healthy breakfast that you can consistently eat all the time. You cannot. Okay. Oatmeal and oats in your body gets acidic, meaning you do not want to eat it every day, okay? I don't care how much healthy shit you put on it. I don't care if you put chai seeds on it, blueberries on it, bananas on it, honey on it. You do not want to eat oatmeal every day. And the oatmeal that I buy is the Red Mill thick oats. I soak it. I rinse it 5 times before I start putting my ingredients on it. I put in almond milk, vanilla extract, cinnamon, nutmeg, some sweet milk closer to the end of it. I stir it, chai seeds. I put fruit on top of it. Sometimes I'll put granola, but you cannot eat that every day. You will end up with stomach issues, okay? So switch it up with Greek yogurt that has high protein. Switch it up with having a grapefruit in the mornings and some tea. Switch it up with having a banana, something light before the gym. Put a granola bar in your bag. Have a protein snack for emergencies when you're like in the gym and you're rushing that one day you forgot to eat something just so you could get through your workout. And then when you get home, you shower. Go ahead and have a maybe a bagel with a fried egg. You know what I'm saying? Put some green onions in it. Put some spinach in it. Make it as healthy as possible. Even add a piece of avocado on that thing. And try to just make intentional meals. You know what I'm saying? Buy some bok choy on the weekend. Rinse it. Wash it. Cut it up, and then with each meal you'll have that as like a side mini salad. I've been doing that. It's great for your skin, great antioxidants. As we get older, you do want better skin, you're going to have to eat raw vegetables and healthy natural fruit with natural sugars in it. Okay, eating less sugar, meaning you're going to have to lower that candy intake. And if you don't eat candy and you want chocolate, try the dark chocolate. I know it's not as sweet as the milk chocolate, but try the dark chocolate, okay? Lessen that caffeine, okay? Cut out them fucking sodas, because that's going to lead to you having stomach issues. Them sodas are not good for you. It's not good for your teeth. It's not good for your body. It's not good for your skin. This muffin is so moist. I think that's it. If you want to get better, get better. If you want to do better, do better. If you know your ass need to go to the gym, go to the gym. My gym membership is $15 a month. $15 a month is not shit. You could do it. If you cared, you would do it. For a lot of y'all, that's a cup of coffee. And y'all buy that coffee probably 4 times a week. If you wanted to be better, you would. Do not blame that body on them kids. You had them kids 10 years ago. You had them kids 5 years ago. There are women pregnant right now in the gym working out. There are women where their baby's in a stroller in the gym right now working out. With a trainer working out. Okay? Stop blaming those babies about your body. Men too. Don't you dare say, oh, your body used to be this. You need to go to the gym. And you got a bear belly looking like you 10 months pregnant. If your woman is in the gym, your ass need to be in the gym. If your wife is in the gym, you need to be in the gym. Women have a reason why their bodies have changed, especially after they have kids. You don't have a reason why your body is blowing up unless you have a health issue. And even if you have a health issue, let's change that diet. Let's get that under control. Let's lessen that drinking. Let's lessen just sitting and sleeping and not doing your workouts. Because this is the thing too. If I'm doing all of these things so I could be better for the future of myself and the future of my kids, I want a man who's also bettering himself so he could be around for those kids. I don't want a man who's okay with eating out all the time, drinking and not working out. I don't want a man who's okay with just smoking and fucking his lungs up and not being better about detoxing his body. There are great fit runners that smoke. And I'm not promoting you smoking, but if that's something you want to do and that's something you know you're not going to stop and you can lessen, you should lessen it. If that's something you want to do, make sure your diet is up to where it needs to be. Heart health is important. Your mindset is important. If you suffer with depression, working out is great for you. Detoxing your body is great for you. You should do that. I recommend that. Okay? If you need to go talk to somebody, like a therapist, you ain't got to tell the world that you're going to go see a therapist. Go see a therapist. A lot of men have great health insurance that will pay for them to go see a therapist, and they don't go. And they don't talk to their friends about it. And they don't talk to their wives about it. And they don't talk to the other parent about the fact that they're suffering with depression. That's why they're not showing up. Nobody can't help you if you don't talk about what you need or let somebody know this is what you're going through. But anywho, this is about the moms, okay? Men, please take care of yourself, but no shade. This is about the moms. If you want to work out, you would go work out. If you cared about being better, you would go be better. But a lot of people really don't care about being better. That's why tomorrow there's going to be hella people in that McDonald's drive-thru, even though time and time again we tell you this food is not real. It's just chemical-based. If you cared about the fact that Chick-fil-A chicken is not what it used to be, you wouldn't be in that line buying another chicken sandwich. Most people really don't care about themselves enough to change. And that's the reality of it. I care. I care. That's why I'm at the gym. Do I like being at the gym all the time? No. Do I like waking up early in the morning and going to the gym? No. But do I feel better about myself when I do so? Yes. So that's why I'm in there. Okay? So get in there. Do your best. Thank you again for listening to another episode of Cozy Room Podcast. My name is Shan. This is season 22. Yeah. A lot of talking. This mom stuff is not easy. This mom stuff is not constant happy days. This mom stuff is not stress-free all the time, but this mom stuff is possible. A better you is possible, but you just gotta want it. Simple, plain, just like that. You gotta want it. All right? And I'm out of here. Bye.
I love you. I love you.